Welcome to Glam Mom Social, where we empower women and grow through self-love. This podcast was created to inspire women to be themselves with no fears and no self-doubt. Ride along with us on this journey called life. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to check out my website, www.rosannamarano.com. RosannaMarano.com. And be sure to follow on Instagram, Glam Mom Social Podcast. In today's episode, The Struggle Behind Infertility and IVF, we will be chatting with Stephanie from Kennedy with Love. And we will be discussing infertility, seeking help, and how it takes a toll on our mental health. Share with us who you are and kind of what you've been up to.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Stephanie Kennedy. Rosanna and I went to high school together, actually. I recently started my own counseling practice. After a second trimester miscarriage, I had a bit of a midlife crisis per se, and completely changed my life. I went from working in a corporate situation. I was in sales for many years, and then completely transitioned my life, went back to school, and now I am counseling and working with women. I've dedicated my life full time to doing that. So, I have a little babe in heaven, and then we have two dogs, Zoe and Roots, and I'm married to an amazing guy named Darren, and we're just figuring this life out together.
Amazing.
So the first time I discovered my infertility. It's very complicated because I was not like those people who waited 6 months or waited a year and then decided to go for testing. Darren and I had been attempting to get pregnant for 5 years when they found cancer cells on my cervix. And so it was because of that that I was referred to a gynecologist. To find out how we were going to deal with these cells. And she had asked if we had ever attempted to get pregnant. And at that time we talked about that it had been 5 years, and she was shocked that, that I hadn't brought it to the attention. And honestly, I was one of those people that was of the mindset that it would happen when it was meant to happen. And you know, it was something that I couldn't force and all of that. So then I ended up having to have a LEAP procedure done, which is having a part of the cervix removed, in order to make sure that we got all of the cells. I had stage 4 cancer cells. And then we had to wait 1 year before we were able to look at fertility. So it was then 6 years. And then once we did fertility testing, we discovered through a hysteropentagram, which is what they use to test whether or not your tubes are blocked, that one of my fallopian tubes was blocked. And they suspected that it was caused by a sexually transmitted infection that I had contracted before I was with my husband. The long story to the short is that it was 6 years.
How did this affect your marriage? And then I guess, how did you both, or how have you both overcome this?
Yeah, so I think that for us, it has most certainly brought us closer together. I think many times in marriage, when things get hard, when things are difficult, we can fall out of our marriage or look to other people for comfort or look for, turn to our friends or, or whatever that looks like. And Darren and I have always sort of fallen into each other. We just took more time together. We talked more. I wouldn't say that, I mean, mental health wise and working through the emotions of all of it, we definitely had to do independently. There were just lots of check-ins, and like, you know, there was a time where he wasn't crying in front of me and I was concerned, and you know, I'm like, are you like, do you cry? And he was like, yeah, but like I cry in my truck on the way to work. He's like, I just like, I need my own space to do that. So I really had to let go of the whole piece of like how he processes things. I really had to allow him to be in his own process, just like he let me be in mine, and then just come together when we could, you know, and really support each other. So I'd say our marriage is this amazing.
I love that so much that you just shared that you guys fell into each other, because there are so many times where people, you know, fall out of love or they just lose themselves within the marriage. So it's such good advice for you to share that and have the knowledge behind allowing him to have his own emotions. I think that's just huge for someone else to hear that and just take that away.
Yeah, I, you know, it's interesting because I had heard before and I've heard since that, you know, infertility, miscarriage, like I hear people say, like, it makes you or breaks you. It's one of those things in life where it can make or break your relationship. And I heard a lot of people say that it's like based on your foundation. And I don't actually believe that. I don't believe that it's about your foundation. I believe that it's about choosing each other every single day. That you, when you wake up in the morning, it's going to make me emotional. That when you, when you wake up in the morning every day, you continually to choose that person. And so, yeah, it is easy to fall out of love. It's easy to give up. And I'm not going to say that all relationships are worth fighting for either, but there is this level of like, when shit hits the fan and things, oh, am I allowed to say that? Sorry. Am I allowed to swear?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Swearing podcast.
Okay, good. So when shit hits the fan or things get really hard, that we fall, we just have to keep falling in. And I'm not going to say that every time we fell in, but more times than not we did, you know?
That's amazing. Yeah. I love that. That advice is so great. I guess what would be the best advice you can give, you know, a mama struggling through this? What are your like top five things that you feel have helped you move through?
Okay, so advice that I would give is there's a few things. One is you are never ever alone. So even in the depths of the depths, when it feels like you're in the darkest place, there's always a little bit of light. And if that light is only like this podcast right now and you have to listen to it 1500 times, knowing that someone else is in the trenches with you, because my fertility journey is still, I'm still on it. This is not, Darren and I still don't have children. We are still in the discovery of what us having a family is going to look like. So you're never, ever alone.
Right.
I think for me, something that really altered and shifted my mindset and my ability to cope was whenever the thought, why is this happening to me, came up, I would always think right after it, why not me? I think a lot of times it's easy to become victims of our circumstances, and it's easy to get caught up in that why me game. And I found that just took me to this like spirally dark place. And so when I could flip it and say, why does someone else deserve to go through this and why don't I? Why would I wish that someone else would get to have this experience and I don't have it? So it helped me kind of shift my mindset that I felt like I had more control, like I had more power in it, that I wasn't right. victimized by it, that this was something that was happening for me, not to me. This was a gift that I was being given, and I just needed to figure out where the, like, nugget was. And then really just honor yourself and honor your journey. Honor what you're feeling, honor what you're going through. Take time, take space, rest. Be kind to yourself, because I think we push through a lot of times. You know, we're in this fast-paced world where we need to be, you know, at work and be good wives and keep our houses clean and tidy and be good friends and be good daughters and all of it. Just it piles up and piles up, and sometimes it's just almost too much to lift the blankets off of you and get out of bed. So
yes, and that's true. That's just with any woman in general. I feel like there's so much going on that we put ourselves last. So to really, exactly what you said, to honor yourself and take time and be kind to yourself and know your limits, I think is just huge.
Yeah, huge. I agree. I think there's this, like, we do, not only do we put pressure on ourselves, but even we put pressure on other women to, you know, even just in Instagram world, we see the mom that has it all together. We see the person who, you know, is taking their kids to 18 different places and just looks like she's got, like, cute clothes on and she's, her hair's done and she just looks put together. And I remember just thinking, like, I am a freaking mess. Like, I'm a mess. I can't do this. Like, I can't go into the world today. So yeah, it really is just being kind with yourself.
Totally. Yeah. That's amazing. That's so great. So now I guess my last question would be, what are things that didn't help?
So one of the things that actually, like, especially after, well, I mean, still, it still happens, but one of the main things was people would always say, I'm sorry. And I know that in our society, like, we say I'm sorry for, like, death. We say I'm sorry for everything. We say I'm sorry for everything. Yeah, I remember. So true. It's just crazy. And I just remember people would look at, and they look at you different, right? Like, you wear a different costume, I feel like. So I'm in the world and people look at me and they really don't know what to say. They don't know how to talk to me. So a lot of times it would be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry that you're going through this. And I would just be like, oh, I know that you're, like, trying to connect with me and you're coming from a good place. I just, the words I'm sorry made me want to crawl into a hole. I hated it. Right. And then, you know, people ask me all the time, like, and this is something that we're not really aware of in the world is, you know, when are you and Darren going to start a family? When are you guys going to have kids? And I've been really open about our struggles, our infertility, and I still get asked on a regular basis, like, you know, well, what are you guys waiting for? Like, what's going on? And thankfully, I hate to say that I've gotten kind of a thick skin around it, but now I'm just like, you know, when people would ask, I'd say, you know, we're still, like, we're still grieving Deacon. We're still working through that, and we're trying, but it's not working. And I'm super honest, where I just don't feel like a lot of women will feel safe to say, you know, this is hard for us and we're really struggling right now. And
well, there's a lot of shame around it, you know, because you feel the pressure and then you feel like something's up, and then the shame kind of pours in, then you feel guilty. So I think, like, being honest is huge, and it really releases a lot of it. For me, that helps anyways, and I could tell that it's helped.
Totally. Well, yeah, I mean, it was in my, like, sharing of my story where I was able to release the shame. I mean, the shame around even the fact that I had an STI, like, we don't talk about stuff like that. And let's be honest, it's really common. So, you know, the fact that I'm willing to say that this is part of my history is not easy for everyone. And some people can't handle it. And that's just kind of their problem, you know?
So true. Yeah. It is so true. So true. So I guess what's to come for, I guess, with Kennedy with Love, and now that you've taken on this new venture with work, just share with us what you've been up to with that, and then anything new that's coming up for you?
Yeah, so Kennedy with love is feels like endless possibility right now. I created Kennedy with love from a place of a need for a need to be of service to the world, specifically to women and young women. So I am currently taking one-on-one counseling clients, both virtually and in person. And then I have launched a virtual program that is for young women ages 12 to 19. So there's two groups that will be sort of working through the day-to-day. This is like the group that I created based upon what I feel like I needed when I was a teenager that I didn't have. So us discussing real life things and, you know, tackling some hard topics and really creating a safe and comforting space for women to explore what's going on for them in their lives.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
How can our listeners get a hold of this group, or like where would they go to book with you?
Yeah, so they can go to, kennedywithlove.com is my website. And so there's all my contact information is there. You can also find me on Instagram at kennedywithlove and on Facebook at kennedywithlove, as well as my personal page, which is Stephanie Kennedy. So there's lots of ways to get in touch with me. Yeah, check out the website. My whole story is on the website. So if there's any like curiosity or questions about where I've been or what I've come through, it's all there. And I invite you just to check it out.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I just want to take some time just to thank you for being open and sharing. And, you know, the reasons why we do these podcasts is so that we can empower other women to share and be vulnerable and just feel a connection, and so that, like exactly what you said, so that they don't feel alone. So I just want to thank you for sharing your story and your journey.
Thank you for having this venue for women to share. I think it's beautiful, and the more we share, the more we connect. It just it makes this journey that much more comforting.
Thank you for following along. Be sure to tune in to our social media page, Glam Mom Social Podcast on Instagram, and follow along on my website at www.rosannamorano.com.